Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading begins in verse 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If to others I am not an apostle, at least I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. My defense to those who examine me is this: do we not have a right to eat and drink? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat the fruit of it? Or who tends a flock and does not use the milk of the flock? I am not speaking these things according to human judgment, am I? Or does not the law also say these things? For it is written in the law of Moses, "You shall not muzzle the ox while he is threshing." God is not concerned about oxen, is he? Or is he speaking altogether for our sake? Yes, for our sake it was written, because the plowman ought to plow in hope, and the thresher to thresh in hope of sharing the crops. If we sowed spiritual things in you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? If others share the right over you, do we not more? Nevertheless, we did not use this right, but we endure all things, so that we will cause no hindrance to the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who perform sacred services eat the food of the temple? And those who attend regularly to the altar have their share from the altar. So also the Lord directed those who proclaim the gospel to get their living from the gospel. But I have used none of these things. What then is my reward? That when I preach the gospel, I may offer the gospel without charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I may win more. I have become all things to all men, so that I may, by all means, save some. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, so that I may become a fellow partaker of it. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air. But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
Our rights are among the most difficult things for us to relinquish, and that's because letting go of them often feels unjust. After all, they are, by definition, a claim that we are morally or legally entitled to have something or to act in a certain way. Yet in order to serve Christ more effectively, the Apostle Paul chose not to insist on certain rights and privileges. Godly freedom carries responsibility, and therefore those of us who are believers shouldn't selfishly use it as a means of making others treat us as we desire. As 1 Peter 2 verse 16 says, our freedom is not to be a covering for evil, but we're to use it as bondslaves of God. Jesus set us free from the power of sin so we could obey the Lord, and part of obedience is serving one another unselfishly. God also wants His followers to share the good news of salvation and forgiveness of sins through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we believe that God has liberated us only for ourselves, then we've missed the point and are abusing our freedom. Paul likened the Christian life to competition at Olympic-style games. In the world system, a person wins by demanding his or her rights. But in God's race, we're victorious when we discipline ourselves to obey Him and fulfill His purpose.